It is the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 3 to 6, Slante, Jeremy Warner. And what we're doing is we're getting everybody primed and ready for high school football, which I still cannot get over the fact that this thing starts in 1 week and a day, right?
Yes.
A lot of teams have like a soap game or something tomorrow. Is that too old, or do teams still do
soap
that?
Soap game? I know PBL has their pork chop kickoff.
Oh, that's even better.
So it's something different at every town,
okay,
I believe.
I got it. Well, I think some towns still do the soap game where you bring soap, you get in for free, and then they use it that year to shower. I think it's a kind of a novel idea. Look, Jeremy.
I've never heard of
you're
that.
You're young, all right? Leave it to the old guys. Hey, we were resourceful back in the day, right?
Makes sense.
All right.
At least you're keeping up on the hygiene then.
Yeah, we're clean. We're clean people. Let's go to Jeff Graham, and the PBL coach. And coach, before we get going too nitty-gritty on football, I've been saying it all week. You are, right, the cousin of Cincinnati Bengals kicker Shane Graham, correct?
Absolutely. You got that one. Yeah.
Well, coach, you're getting ready to roll. I mean, you've been practicing. How do things look right now?
Oh, they look good. You know, our kids are working hard, just like everyone else, and they got good attitudes, and you know, it's exciting, but you know, we just got to keep working like everyone else, and you know, get to the point where we need to be, you know, the kids are having fun and getting after it, you know, we'll keep plugging along.
And, Jeff, I know PBL recently hasn't been that great, 13-33. Of course, over the last couple of years, of course, you coached from 2002 to 2005, got an administration. You guys were pretty good when you were the coach, 21-18, and made the playoffs three times. What got you back into coaching? Did you just feel that you needed to be there to build this program up again?
Well, I mean, not necessarily, not that. You know, I just missed it. I missed the kids. I missed being out here with the kids. I missed it from day one. And I always thought that I'd be back in coaching someday. I didn't know it'd be this quick, but I'm happy it's this quick. Because I love being out here with the kids. I love just being around them and the communication and of course, the game of football. It's fun. I love it, and I'm passionate for PBL football, you know, we got our work cut out here, but there's a lot of people in the same boat. You know, they want this thing turned around, and just the attitude and the mentality, and that's what we're working on here.
And Coach, talking with Coach Jeff Graham from PBL, starting up football, he's back into coaching after about 5 years away from it. Coach, I know numbers had been down the last couple of years in the community. It was kind of down about that. How's the response been? Are you getting more kids out there so far?
Yeah, not too bad. It's not bad. This year we're back up to around the 70 mark. And, you know, this past spring after I was hired, we had around 98 sign up at our initial meetings, and I always thought if we had 70, 75 come out here and stick it out here to the point we're at now, that we'd be moving in the right direction as far as numbers. But you know, I mean, talking to other coaches, you know, I think numbers are down, you know, in a few spots. Just talking to other coaches, I don't have a rhyme or reason for that or anything. But we definitely will want to get all of our athletes out for football, and that's what we're trying to do. And so we're up a little bit.
Jeff Graham, PBL coach, and coach, 3-6 last year. What kind of changes are needed to be made, maybe offensively, defensively, to get things corrected there?
Well, I think you have to. I think you have to utilize your athletes, and I think we have some athletes. We have a nice little mix of senior leadership with some youth coming in. Gage Schneider, a lot of people heard of Gage, and Dakota Zenner and Eddie Nuss will be back, and Alden Harms, Jordan Glad's a basketball player that's out for the first time this year, and so you know, we have some skilled position players that you know, I feel like that I think it's important to utilize them. You know, and then just work hard. You know, the overall getting physical and being physical. I you know, it's a mentality and something you got to continue to work on and ingrain in your mind and practice on, and you know, because whatever scheme you run or whatever, it's blocking and tackling, and it's a mentality, and it's being physical, and that's what it's all about.
And, Coach, we've got a lot of programs that we cover here and are going to be covering this year. So fill me in on PBL. What are some strengths? I mean, what if you had to tell me right now if I came to a PBL game, what's one area I'm going to watch that you think you guys are going to be able to dominate that area?
Well, I think I'd keep an eye on Dakota Zenner, and I'd keep an eye on Gage Schneider. I'd keep and our other receivers too. I hate to start naming names
all
because
right.
we got some kids that can go up and get the ball. Hayden Morris is one, and Alden Harms and Jordan Glad and Drew Schroetz, a sophomore. He actually played in the last game of his freshman year, or the varsity game last year as a freshman. Ran for 100 yards in the last game there. He's a tough, shifty running back. So I think offensively, you know, those are some things. Weston Weber's a sophomore quarterback that I think will be good. You know, defensively, I think it comes down to kind of what I said before, just being physical. You know, Dylan Kingern's back as a linebacker. Eddie Nuss will be back as a linebacker. Mike Harmon, a few of these seniors. And, you know, it's coming up and hitting and being physical. And you know, that's the name of the game is the hitting.
Talking with Jeff Grant from PBL. Sounds like you got a simple motto, and it's just about tackling and hitting. And I know you've had some kids that are coming up, that freshman class last year that's now sophomores and the classes under them, that had a lot of success at the peewee level. Is that starting to show that these kids are expecting to compete and to win?
Well, you know, it's great that they have had success, but, you know, you talk about motto and stuff, and, you know, we've had kids with success at the lower levels and you know, some good things happen around here, and we have some athletes, and it always seems like something happens, something sparks a something. So more of a motto, well, obviously hitting is what we want to do, but something that we've kind of adopted is you know, we don't want to hear excuses. Let's get it done. If we have the kids, if we've had some success, well, let's find a way to get this done. And you know, it's a work in progress because, you know, it's a mentality too. And but we're getting there, and our kids are awesome. They work hard, and they're going to do it.
Talking with PBL coach Jeff Graham. And Jeff, the last question I got for you is, you brought up the name Eddie Nuss, and we talked about this last week on the show. I know the IHSA not allowing him to play in that first game because their rule that if you don't get the 12 practices in, you can't play. And I get that they have that rule, but he was away. The reason is the story is he was away at basic training and boot camp, and that he would be in shape. I know you guys are in a tough position for that, but how has the team responded to that, and how has Eddie come back and practice? Is he kind of focused, but is he still kind of disappointed that he can't play in that week one game against Gibson City?
Well, one thing, our team, they're awesome, you know, because they're focused. You know, I mean, that's something that's been going on, but yet they're focused on what we're doing right here, right now. And Eddie will be the same way when he actually gets back tonight. And then he'll be at practice tomorrow. And I know Eddie will be focused, and he'll be a solid leader for us. But you know what? Our kids have been, they've been great because, no, they haven't dwelled on that. They haven't, because a ruling is a ruling. That's what the IHSA said. And you know, they're playing now and focused on learning and what they need to do right now. So that's been great. And then when Eddie gets back, you know, we just continue to move forward.
Well, Coach, I sit here and I stare at the schedule you guys have. I mean, you look at Gibson City right off the bat. You got Toledo, Cumberland, a team that is always in the playoffs, it seems, of late. I mean, it's not going to be easy this year, is it, when you stare down two away games right off the bat?
No, we actually start our first three on the road.
Three, yeah, I'm sorry.
But no, I mean, GCMS, we all know where they stand. I don't know if even rankings, or, you know, I don't care about rankings, but I'm sure when they get out, they're going to be at the top. They're loaded. You know, they got everybody back pretty much, and the ones they do have back are very, very good athletes. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opener for us because it will gauge exactly where we're at. And that's a great thing. I know I was coaching before, we used to start out with Unity and St. Joe back-to-back, and, you know, that let us know where we stood.
Sure.
And it's the same situation here with Gibson and then going all the way down to Cumberland.
All right, Coach, before everybody starts rushing to Paxton to get your autograph, we just have to make it official. You're not actually the cousin of Shane Graham, correct?
I'm glad you clarified that.
Jeff goes out and kicks 45-yarders just on the heck of it, you know?
Just for the fun of it.
Well, Coach, thank you. I know you're a busy guy, and good luck. It'll be fun to follow your team this year. Hopefully get you back on. Good luck this season.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jeremy and Lon.
Appreciate it. That is Jeff Graham, head football coach at Paxton Buckley Loaded. Does anybody ever say that anymore?
It's just PBL. Yeah, it's PBL.
All right. I'm more of the traditionalist. I like to name them all. I want Loaded to get Loaded out there.
I mean, it's only 21 years that they've all been together since it was consolidated up there.
I have an opinion on this Eddie Nuss thing, and I'll share it next. And I think it's one that a lot of people will disagree on, but I've got an opinion on it, and we'll talk about it next. Awesome talking to Jeff Graham. This is fun talking to these coaches. You can tell they're just fired up. And if you're not fired up before you interview them, they get you fired up.
Exactly.
Coach Luke yesterday was terrific. Scott Hamilton from Unity, he's more of a kind of a laid-back guy. You know, he won't be that fired up guy, but you know, come game time, he's always fired up.
I'd be fired up if I were him. He returns a lot of talent this
year. And that old call is always a fun thing to watch. So we're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.